This morning we're talking with Elaine St. Pierre. She is from Canadian Blood Services Blood Donor Clinic this coming Friday at the Knights of Columbus Hall from 2 until 7. And Elaine, I know this time of the year, you're doing battle with the weather for sure.
It's true. Collecting blood, you know, during cold winter months can be challenging at the best of times because the weather can keep people indoors and many people are away on vacation at this time of year. But on top of that, just throughout our region, as a result of the storms that we've been having, the snow squalls, we've seen a decline in our attendance at our clinics, even when they were originally well-booked to start.
Okay, now, you mentioned vacations. Are there any rules as far as people that have been traveling and have come back as far as they're donating?
It is true. There are a variety of regions around the world that have a potential risk of malaria. And so if you've been to one of these zones, you can't donate for 1 year after returning to Canada. On top of that, there are many of the Caribbean regions that have a potential risk of the Zika virus. So there's a shorter waiting period, even if it's free of a malaria risk. There is a period of 3 weeks that you must wait after returning to Canada before donating blood.
Someone actually asked me the other day, they gave me a call when I had mentioned the blood donor clinic, and we're talking about a new restriction as far as how often you can donate?
Well, we have done some studies recently and just put into effect in December based on the ferritin levels, which is your iron levels in your blood. We want to make sure that we promote, you know, the health and welfare of our donors to make sure that they can stay with us for a long time. So we did find in research that sometimes even when meeting the hemoglobin requirements of the little finger prick test that we do in the clinic before donating, some people are still iron deficient. So we want to make sure that we give your body time to recover. So they did implement a longer waiting period, so less frequency that women, females, can donate going forward. It will be every 3 months rather than the every 2 months that men can come in. And then as of March, the men will have to meet a slightly higher hemoglobin requirement as well.
All right. Now, of course, any questions, general questions people might have, there's the 1-888-2-DONATE number, and there's also blood.ca.
Absolutely. Our website is a great source of information. There's also an eligibility quiz on our website and on our app, Give Blood, which you can download right to your phone and book from there.
Okay, and I know that we're coming up just a bit short as we head towards Friday's clinic, and I guess I'll once again put the call out for the regular donors who may have missed the last one, perhaps because of the weather, and always new donors are welcome.
It's true. We need about 40 new donors every single time we come to Parry Sound, which is a pretty far stretch number, but we are looking for about 40 more donors this Friday. Clinic is fully booked, for the first couple hours, and then it starts to peter off around 4:30. So if you haven't made an appointment yet or you're thinking about trying to walk in, then I would say, after the 4:30 mark, it should be smooth sailing after that.
All right. So here's hoping we get a good turnout on Friday, and thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, Ken.